pero allá tal como aquí, en la boca llevarás sabor a mí.
Come on, Walter.
I want to go back to the hotel.
Oh, come on, old buddy. Don't be a fiesta poopo. That's Spanish for party pooper.
Arthur just made a Mexican joke.
He did? Well, if you were Mexican, you'd laugh at it.
The last Mexican joke I laughed at was Charo.
You stay here and I'll
come on. Come on.
I don't want any dinner. I want to go back to the hotel.
Come on, Walter. Tonight's the last night of our vacation. All we've done since we've been down in Acapulco is worry about that new store you're opening.
What if they don't deliver the fixtures or install the air conditioners?
Walter, will you stop worrying or so help me tonight, I'm going to hide your Kayapecte.
Isn't loaning me $50,000 to open a new store and to come down to Acapulco and have a good time.
Well, the bank is certainly getting its money's worth, because ever since we've been here, you've had a lousy time. And so have I.
Well, as long as we're having a lousy time, let's have it at the hotel.
Walter, wait. Scusi. Now, Walter, sit down.
Well, there goes the waiter. Let's order some of those yummy drinks I love.
Both of you had enough to drink before we got here.
Oh, come on, Arthur. We only had two margaritas at the hotel and one in the cab.
Maude, can I order this time?
Of course.
Oh, good.
Señores, señoras, buenas noches.
Buenas noches. Por favor, tres margaritas.
Ah, three margaritas.
Understood me.
Now, come on, everybody. Let's just relax and have a wonderful dinner on our last night.
Right.
And maybe on the way back to the hotel, we could go through the red light district.
Vivian!
Oh, Arthur, I want to go see the floozies.
Vivian, have you ever actually seen one?
No, but I understand they wear an awful lot of eyeshadow and sometimes boots.
Oh, wouldn't you just love to talk to one of them for 5 minutes?
I wouldn't know what to ask first.
You know what I've always wanted to know?
What?
This is disgusting.
Shackles. Walter, will you hold it down? You're laughing so hard, people are staring.
What? Maybe I should tell the maitre d' who I am. I told him at the hotel to get in touch with me here in case Gordon calls.
Look, Gordon Coleman is the best lawyer in the business. Now, Walter, you hired him to look after your new store and the bank loan. He can certainly handle anything that goes wrong.
Wrong? What went wrong?
Walter, will you stop? Now, besides, honey, tonight is a celebration. Tomorrow, when we get home, you're going to be named Tuckahoe Businessman of the Year.
For the second year in a row. That's quite an honor, Walter.
And besides, when that second store opens, you're going to be working 7 days a week. You need this vacation, Walter, just as much as I do. We're men. It isn't as if we sit around all day like Maude and Vivian. It's what we doctors call R&R. Rest and relaxation.
In your case, you should call it DTH. Death takes a holiday.
Margarita, señoras y señores.
Not for him. He's an alcoholic. El Lucho. But you better be good to this man. He's a celebrity. This is Walter Finley's, Tuckahoe's Businessman of the Year. He's going to receive his second gold tucky in a row tomorrow night.
Arthur, I don't think the waiter understands English.
Two tuckies!
Ah! Two tacos!
Never mind, waiter. We'll order later. Mm.
Vaya con Dios.
Just take it easy. This place looks very expensive, and we've already spent a fortune down here.
Oh, Walter.
Everything just sounds so delicious. Mm-hmm. I wonder what it all is.
No, I'm not sure. Oh, but aren't these Spanish words beautiful? I mean, they sound like they should be in a song.
Mm-hmm.
Mole con pollo. Huevos rancheros. Tostada, enchilada, y verde ensalada, and dos tamales to go. Thank you very much. Maybe tomorrow on the way to the airport I'll sing a few billboards for you.
Excuse me, senora. Are you an American vocalist?
Oh, well, no, not really.
Although I was once mistaken for Olivia Newton-John.
Well, perhaps you would honor us with a song.
Oh, do, Mama.
Oh, sing a little song.
I really couldn't. I'm sorry. Oh. But mucho gracias.
Listen to what he's playing.
I don't believe it.
Spanish eyes.
Walter, our song. You remember.
How could I forget? That's what we heard when we first met.
Walter, they were playing it on that radio you sold me.
Amigos, amigos, time for the samba.
Oh, the samba. Oh,
the samba. Come on, honey,
yes. Oh, I is Miss Fudge. Señor Finlay.
Communication from your hotel.
Communication from your hotel. Communication from your hotel.
See? Message from my hotel.
See? This is in Spanish, see?
El Señor Gordon Coleman, al amado al telefono. Mr. Gordon Coleman, telephone?
Si.
El banco reusa a darle un prestamo.
What's el banco?
El banco.
Now, what about this? Reusa a darle un prestamo.
Un prestamo.
Un prestamo. Alone!
Si! Gordon called about my life!
Yes,
si.
All right. Now, reusa a darle.
The bank won't give me the loan.
Si!
Crying out loud, Shirley, where is Gordon?
He's upstairs getting dressed. He's putting on his tuxedo because this is such an important night for you, Walter. You big businessman of the year, you.
Shirley, will you please tell Gordon to get down here?
Oh, he'll be along. Just imagine, yesterday you two were down in sunny Acapulco, and today you're back home in Tuckahoe. Isn't that amazing? Isn't it simply incredible?
No.
Gordon wants us to take a trip to Mexico, but I don't know. Seems like such a long way to go just to see foreign people. Especially when New York's just 20 minutes away. I'll go tell Gordon you're here. You double tucky winner, you.
You know, for a nice person, Shirley really bugs the hell out of me.
Gordon, will you get down here?
Walter. Ward, when I phoned Gordon after we got home this afternoon, he said the situation was very serious.
Oh, come on, Walter, will you relax? You know how Gordon always exaggerates.
How can I open up the new store without that $50,000 loan? Most of the money is spent already.
Walter.
I never should have let you buy all those things in Acapulco.
Walter. told her I bought one souvenir. A ceramic planter of a little Mexican boy with a cactus growing out of his burrow. And I only bought that one because I knew nobody else had one.
Maude! Oh, you look ravishing.
Never mind that, Gordon. What about the loan?
Walter, be patient. Gordon is our friend. We haven't seen him in a week.
You know, I was in Acapulco once. It was during the war.
Gordon, what about the loan?
Oh, yes. Well, actually, it's very simple. Oh, it's getting late. I'd better get started. You see, your cash flow has retreated from a preferred position in the face of unrealized collection capabilities. That placed your reserve factor in a vulnerable phase, which caused the bank to realign its stance on your promissory note commitments.
Please, Gordon, in English, in English.
Oh, yes, all right, in plain English, your liquidity situation has been locked into a negative level.
Walter, your liquidity situation has been locked into a negative level.
Thank you. What does that mean?
I haven't the foggiest.
What it means is that you owe a lot of money. Times are tight. All of a sudden, a lot of your customers started defaulting on their payments. With all the expenses of the new store, it was just too much.
Gordon, how much money do we owe?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Oh, come on, Gordon. You've been managing my finances for years.
Yes, I know, but I'm not too good with figures. I'd say roughly $20,000.
Gordon, we owe $20,000?
Where am I going to find $20,000?
Maude, why don't you leave these boys alone? Come upstairs with me and help me pick out a pair of earrings. I can't decide which ones to wear.
How would you like to buy mine?
Shirley, honey, we're trying to talk business.
Oh, business, business, business. Come on, Maude.
No, I don't think
so. Come on, let's go upstairs and have some giggles.
Shirley, we just found out we are $20,000 in debt. We have no idea where we're going to get the money. Can you understand that?
Well, I'm glad we're not going to be at your table tonight. You're not going to be any fun at all.
I'm terribly sorry if Shirley seemed insensitive. She doesn't really understand these things. We're rich.
Boy, $20,000.
Look, Gordon, there must be some way out of this.
Of course there's a way out of it. You see, Walter, what did I tell you?
Gordon is the best lawyer in the business. He is a lawyer's lawyer. Okay, Gordon, tell us, what are we going to do?
Declare bankruptcy?
And you call yourself a lawyer.
Bankruptcy?
Sure. We'll protect your house and your personal savings, pay off your business debts at 10 cents on the dollar, and you're home free.
25 years down the drain.
Oh, Walter, I know how you feel. But believe me, this is no big deal. I've handled dozens of cases just like yours. Big businessmen who have lost their business. They all landed on their feet again. Stu Dempsey, Mel Bates.
Landed on their feet again? Stu Dempsey's a parking lot attendant. Mel Bates died without a penny.
Really? Well, I don't keep in touch with those guys much anymore. Stu Dempsey is a parking lot attendant?
Well, Gordon, isn't there anything else we can do?
No, I'm sorry. I think a form of bankruptcy is the only way to go.
And you mean all those people who trusted me, depended upon me. I'm going to stick them for $20,000.
Well, yes.
And you say it's okay?
I say it's legal. It's business. It's the American way. Look, why don't we have lunch tomorrow and we'll start the bankruptcy proceedings? I'd better finish up, get it dressed. And hey, don't let this spoil your evening.
Maude, do you know when I realized I was a success? It was in 1952. I was married to Marta. The store had been open a couple of years, and one night we drove downtown to a movie. And I realized that I could afford to park in the parking lot for 50 cents. I didn't have to find a place out on the street six blocks away. Now I'm 53 years old and I have to start looking for free parking places again.
Come on, honey, we'll make out. We have each other, we have our savings, we have the house, we even have that radio you sold me.
Oh, that's not working either.
And you know the worst thing, Mark?
That little store, Finley's Friendly Appliances, was the only real mark I made in this life.
Oh, how wrong you are, Walter. Your contribution is you.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about a very special person, Walter. Walter Findlay. You treat everybody like a friend, no matter who they are. You make people feel good, and, honey, that's your contribution to the world, not the store.
Sweetheart, you are something else.
So are you. Now, come on, let's hurry. We want to get there in time to find a parking space on the street.
Bankrupt.
Oh, Maud.
It's true. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Oh, Walter. Listen. I just want you to know that I happen to have some spare cash just sitting around the bank. About $10,000.
Thanks, Arthur, but I couldn't let you do it.
Oh. Good. Come on, Bib. Let's find our table.
Maud, I really don't want to go in there.
Oh, honey, I understand how you feel, but, sweetie, these people are here to honor you. You can't let them down.
Hi, Walter. It's nice, the big night, isn't it?
Sure is, Ernie.
Hey, listen, I'd like to talk to you and Maud later about Mexico. You know, with the money that I'm making building your new store, I'll finally be able to afford a vacation.
Sure thing, Ernie.
I'll see you inside.
Right. Did you hear that? Trip to Mexico. Wait till he finds out I'm paying him 10 cents on the dollar.
You could go to Spanish Harlem.
But how can I face those guys? I owe money to everybody in that room.
Oh, Walter, these people love you. And they love you for who you are, not for what you've accomplished.
That's true, isn't it?
Well, of course it's true.
Let's go in.
I'll bet there isn't anyone in this room who isn't benefiting from what Walter Findlay is doing for this town with that new store of his. And as the painting contractor, I don't mind telling you that new store of his is building that new house of mine. Oh, I see I'm not the only one, huh? Oh, seriously, though, folks. I guess you could say Walter Findlay invested in Tuckahoe. We've invested in Walter Findlay because he's a blue chip. So, Walter Findlay, it gives me great pleasure to present to you, as Tuckahoe Businessman of the Year, your second annual Golden Tucky.
I'm honored. Yeah! When I look around and see old friends like Marty, who installed all the air conditioners and plumbing, and you, Ernie, who did all the construction, and let's not forget Stu Dempsey out in the parking lot. And I suddenly realized that what someone special told me just before I came in here is true. You love me for who I am, not for what I've accomplished. That store actually belongs to you. Because I can't pay you. Now, seriously, right, Maud? You see, it's only fair to tell you that today,
I went bankrupt.
You creep!
Ernie!
Why would you do a thing like this?